particularly as we get to the fifth and sixth and seventh grade, where students are starting to truly internalize, you know, their separateness and their identities and what they want to be when they grow up, we need to have a more visible process around their declaration and what they can concretely do. So we've decided that the pledge form, which normally students would complete it in the ninth grade, we will have students do this in the sixth grade.
Can you talk to me about the pledge form?
The pledge form says, I will keep my grades up. I will come to school, and good attendance is important. And I will be a good citizen. And that's a very definitive, concrete commitment that our young middle schoolers can make, and we can build programming off of that.
My name is Ariana Ta. I'm 16. I'm a junior at Hill Regional Career High School.
When did you get interested in Promise?
My sister was the first year, I believe, to get it. And so, you know, I was like, oh, I gotta get that. So I make sure that my grades are right, and yeah.
So where is your sister?
My sister goes to UConn.
Is this something that you talk about with your friends?
Definitely, because since we all, well, my friends live in New Haven, we know, gotta keep our grades up. We make sure we stay on each other. Like, we try to encourage each other to, you know, oh, you did that homework, or what'd you get on your test, you know, to make sure our grades are up to par.
Patricia, you were saying that you've begun to recognize that you need to tailor the messaging to the grade level and the developmental level of the students and the families. So can you talk a little bit about how you would speak to an elementary school family versus how you'd speak to a middle or high school family?
Absolutely. There was a study that Data Haven did. And one of the real interesting discoveries, metrics, tracks absenteeism. And so what it discovered is that in grades K through 3, there was a very high level of absenteeism, almost 10%. One of the requirements for New Haven Promise is that students must have a 90% attendance rate. So here is something that, as we knock on the door, that we can discuss how important it is to have your child come to school. What does it mean to have 90% attendance? It means that you want to make sure your child gets into the habit of going to school, and that child shouldn't be missing any more than 18 days a year.
Where you sit now, Patricia, what do you see as the biggest challenges facing the students for Promise?
The challenges that face our students, I would have to say, centers around just making that transition to college. Some are more prepared than others for a variety of reasons. Our partners are working very hard, the school district, the teachers, to increase the rigor and the preparation that our students face so that when they do transition, they will be prepared.